9:40 a.m. Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Two now former rival candidates for president appeared at a rally in Battleground State, Arizona this past evening, as CBS News correspondent Danya Bacchus reports.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. dropped his independent run for president and threw his support behind former President Donald Trump at a rally in Glendale.
And don't you want a president who's going to get us out of the wars and who's going to rebuild the middle class in this country?
Trump welcomed Kennedy's endorsement.
I will tell you, we are both in this to do what's right for the country.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell indicated at an economic symposium that the Fed is prepared to start cutting its key interest rate. CBS News contributor Javier David is analyzing that.
He's making it clear that, you know, the Fed really recognizes that the economy is in a different place. We are far away from the 9% inflation print that we got in 2022. Not quite 2% just yet, but moving in that direction.
The Department of Justice has filed an antitrust case against RealPage, a company that makes software used by competing landlords. It's an effort to bring down rental prices. CBS News business and tech correspondent Jo-Ling Kent has more.
In response, RealPage said its software is purposely built to be legally compliant, adding that landlords decide their own rent prices, always have 100% discretion to accept or reject software price recommendations.
In Germany, police are still looking for an unknown assailant hours after a deadly stabbing spree at a festival. CBS's Holly Williams is following that for us.
Video from the scene shows a helicopter overhead, as well as emergency teams and armed police. According to German media reports, the perpetrator is at large. In a statement, Solingen's mayor said that it breaks his heart the city has been the target of an attack and that he prays for those fighting for their lives.
It may be time to start masking up for some of us. CBS's Jim Krasula explains why.
COVID cases are again increasing or likely growing in nearly half of the states, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Dr. Matthew Delfino is medical director for the Bon Secours Medical Centers in South Carolina.
Most of our centers are seeing a high rate of positive COVID tests.
The Food and Drug Administration has just approved updated COVID-19 vaccines. Pfizer and Moderna are set to begin shipping millions of doses immediately. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
The U.S. government will provide free COVID-19 tests by mail starting in late September as it kicks off a fall campaign urging vaccinations against COVID, flu, and RSV. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. University of Wisconsin Regents have approved mass layoffs at UW-Milwaukee. Nearly three dozen employees will lose their jobs on campus. During a meeting Thursday, Regents said they were put in this position because the UW system doesn't have enough funding from the state. Often tenured professors are safe from layoffs like this, but state law ended tenure protections in 2015. The employees work in the College of General Studies, which will close next summer. UW-Milwaukee Chancellor Mark Mohn said cutting these positions is necessary, even though the Faculty Senate voted against it. And the FDA has signed off on new COVID-19 boosters. Spread of the virus is at its highest summer peak since 2022. The new boosters from Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech will roll out soon. The CDC recommends everyone over age 5 get a COVID booster and a flu shot. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers had their joint practice session. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers squared off in a practice with the Broncos yesterday before their preseason game tomorrow night. Broncos head coach Sean Payton and now his first-round rookie quarterback Bo Nix looked against Green Bay's defense.
His decision-making was good. I felt he was comfortable in the pocket. Thought his locations were good. You know, the number one thing to do with quarterback is lead your team.
Packers defensive back Jaire Alexander.
You know, I think there's things we could have been better at. But all in all, this is what we do it for. We do it to improve.
Baseball, the Brewers with a 5-3 win over the Guardians. The crew now with a 10-game lead in their division with just 40 regular season games left to play. Christian Yelich with a message to fans after having season-ending back surgery in Milwaukee on Friday.
It sucks. It's terrible, but these things happen. You get hurt, you get fixed, and you get back out there. Try to stay as positive as possible about it. It's going to be for the best. It's a positive short-term, terrible long-term. Like, it's going to be all right.
That's Christian Yelich with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny, warmer, and more humid tomorrow, high in the low 80s. Some storms possible late Saturday night into Sunday, partly sunny and a high in the low 80s. On Monday, sunny, warmer, mid-80s and muggy. Currently at 62 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, Todd Albaugh. Join us next time as we are back in Wisconsin after covering the DNC. We'll look back at the news of the weekend and get you ready for the last week in August. Badger football coming up.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. The Shaw. WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Our show is sponsored this week by American Financing, saving homeowners over $800 monthly using your home's equity to pay off high-interest debt. AmericanFinancing.net/progress. Welcome back. We're broadcasting live from Northbrook, Illinois, from Max and Benny's Diner, right? Max and Benny's Diner. Having a fine old time and taking audience questions. We've got a couple hundred people here, it looks like. I'm bad at head counts, but a whole lot of great folks. And we have a question over here.
Hi, I'm Peggy. I'm from Deerfield, right down the street. Mm-hmm. And I have a quick question. How do you respond to Republicans, especially those on Fox, Scott Jennings on CNN, who, especially last night, praised Kamala's speech, but then say, why didn't she do those things? She had 3.5 years to do it.
Right.
And that's becoming their talking point.
Right.
What do you say?
Well, obviously she didn't do many of the things that she's talking about doing because Republicans wouldn't let them, because they've controlled the United States Senate for the last 2 years, and prior to that they had the filibuster. And they had a couple of allies in Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema who, thank God, will not be with us next year. Step by step. But they know that. They know that. We talked earlier. Somebody asked me about the media, you know, and this is this weird kind of tightrope that people like Scott Jennings have to walk. If you want to maintain your $10 million a year salary and your job with big networks, you cannot appear to be partisan. And if you simply tell the truth in America right now about what's going on with the Republican Party, the Republicans all yell and scream and say you're being partisan. And that goes back to Lee Atwater's work the ref strategy from the 1980s, you know, that he laid out during the Reagan administration. They have successfully cowed the media to the point that good journalists, you know, I didn't hear that clip, so I can't specifically criticize Scott Jennings, but I'm taking your word for it. But, you know, certainly, and I didn't hear the Jake Tapper one where he was interviewing J.D. Vance, but one of our, you know, folks here did, and I certainly read a good chunk of the transcript of it, and it just was awful. I mean, just awful. And, I'm not sure what the solution is. It seems like, you know, part of it is breaking up the big media monopolies, bringing back local newspapers, getting hedge funds out of the news business, maybe even, you know, like Walter Cronkite. I mean, you know, he was a star, but he wasn't rich. I mean, you know, he lived in a nice house, but he was not making anything close to $10 million a year in today's money. This whole weird thing of news figures as highly paid stars rather than well-paid professionals, you know, came along with the consolidation of the media really in the 90s in a big way, kind of in the 80s, but I'd say most of it happened throughout the 90s and the early 2000s. And it's not doing us any favors. One of the networks, and this was a story that I read in one of the media publications. There's these publications for people in the media business, and I don't recall which one, and I'm sorry, it's been almost a year since I read it, but they were talking about how several of the networks are talking about doing away with their stars and starting to do for the network news more like, you know, Huntley Brinkley kind of thing, where you get a couple of people at the desk or maybe even three or four people who rotate, rather than just having one person who has, you know, an hour or 2 hours or 3 hours and they're like the big star and they make the big bucks. I think that that would be, now the networks are talking about doing this to save money, but I think it would actually be a good thing. Because I think that's part of the problem is that, you know, when you're making $10 million a year and you know that you put it at risk by just, you know, asking J.D. Vance to tell the truth, it's called a perverse incentive in economics. And, you know, we need to do something about it. And, you know, but that, for the short term, the main thing that we can do is speak loudly about this on social media when you see it in places like the New York Times, the Washington Post, if it's in an article where you can respond with comment, if not, you know, copy and paste the URL into social media and yell and scream about it and try and get people to, you know, they do pay attention. It's, and they are starting to slowly respond. They have their own economic imperatives, of course. The Washington Post is owned by Jeff Bezos, who has spent, you know, spends half his time trying to destroy unions. You know, the New York Times with Sulzberger, if I'm saying his name correctly, you know, he was all on this Jeremiah against Joe Biden because he wouldn't do an interview with him. And, you know, it's just bizarre, petty stuff. But a lot of it has to do with money, and a lot of it has to do with these media monopolies. We need to bring back local media. We need to bring back local news. Somebody earlier, or maybe it was you, I think it was somebody earlier, mentioned the Fairness Doctrine. The Fairness Doctrine is not a panacea. Because all the Fairness Doctrine said, and I worked in radio when the Fairness Doctrine was, in fact, I worked in radio news when the Fairness Doctrine, I started at WITL, AM and FM, Lansing, Michigan, back in 1967 when I was 16 as a DJ. But, you know, after about 1969 or thereabouts, I started doing news, and I did news there up until 1978, you know, every morning from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., and then I went off and, you know, I started a business and did my thing. But we had to operate under the Fairness Doctrine. It did not mean that we had to give equal time to anybody who said anything. What it meant was back then you used to have radio and television stations would have, they would run editorials that were the voice of the management. And the Fairness Doctrine said that if you run an editorial on behalf of management, you know, much like the editorials in the newspaper, you have to give equal time. And for a year and a half, I worked also at WGIM-TV. And part of my job was finding those people who would be the response to Tom Jones was the guy who was the station manager who would do the rants. So, you know, it's a small thing, but it's a help. That was number one. The second thing was that you have to program in the public interest. And that was interpreted as you must have local news if you're a local station. And when the Fairness Doctrine got blown up, I think that was the thing that hurt the most. It wasn't the equal time thing, which is what everybody thinks of, because that really only affected management. You could run Rush Limbaugh all day long, and the Fairness Doctrine would have no impact on it. But the requirement that you have local news that's actually locally sourced in order to keep your license, that was really important. And you know, you see that with WCPT. They've got local news. They've got a great news staff. They're doing a marvelous job. This is old-fashioned radio, and they don't need the government telling them to do it. But I'm telling you, 9 out of 10 of your radio stations are carrying network news, and they're not carrying any local news. In fact, there was a, you know, famously a decade or so ago, there was a derailment of a train car carrying chlorine, you know, which is just poisonous gas, could kill people. In I think it was Idaho, is one of the, you know, upper Midwest states, western Midwest states. And there literally was not a radio station within 100 miles that had anybody in a newsroom that they could report on it. They were all what's called voice tracked. They were all carrying, you know, national content coming out of New York City. And, you know, that's dangerous. I mean, it's a public safety thing as well as a democracy issue. So, you know, I probably, you know, you asked me what time it was and I told you how to build a clock. I'm sorry, but, you know, probably more than you needed or wanted to know. But those are my thoughts on that. Next. Somebody else.
Well, yeah. I'm one of the reasons why I'm a fan is because I always of your books and your show is that you always provide historical context, which I very much appreciate. And I think one of the things people we often forget now is how wickedly sharp and acerbic Joe Biden could be when he was younger.
Yeah.
I remember him running for president in 2007, 2008. Some of the stuff he said, which was so pointed and so funny.
He still can be.
He still can be, absolutely. Or, you know, in the debates, the vice presidential debates, like particularly the one with Ryan, where he just completely annihilated him. And he did it such a nice way.
I'm going to have to ask you to pause your question because, you know, I wasn't paying attention to my clock.
No worries.
We got a hard break at 15 after. So hang on. We'll be back in 4 minutes, and you can finish the question, okay?
No problem.
Yeah, great. Okay, thank you very much. We'll be right back. We're broadcasting live from Northbrook, Illinois, and from Max and Benny Stein. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And waving her arms around, so I told her.
Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food Dog Whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Who is the toughest billionaire? I'm pretty sure I could take Warren Buffett. He's like 94. Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. He's got like 200 billion bucks. Then Jeff Bezos.
I don't know how Jeff would fight.
What about Mark Zuckerberg?
No, that guy.
I'll say Bill Gates. He would probably take a dive.
Isn't Michael Jordan a billionaire now?
Okay, I would take Michael Jordan.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Busted pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
If the critique, if the beef of Tim Walz is that he spent money on children, on what they needed, whether that be universal meals or whether that be, you know, record amounts for a state to invest in early childhood development, I am like, man, you are critiquing this guy and making him even more my hero.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. You ever exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Super Bearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Super Bearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. Helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and blood sugar levels. Super Bearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine has been shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month's supply of Super Bearing and get 15% off. Go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com, and the code is Tom. That's superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, code is Tom.
Wake up with the sunrise, feeling so alive. Turn that radio on, let your spirit fly. You got a thought to share.
Welcome back. We're broadcasting live from Northbrook, Illinois, from Max and Benny's Diner. And having a fine old time. And we had a fellow who had a question, and you got partway into it. And my apologies again. I'll pay closer attention to the clock next time.
No worries.
So you were saying.
Oh, well, first of all, I should say, I forgot to say I'm Dan, and I'm from Aurora, Illinois. So,
thank you, Dan.
I was just saying that, as I said, I very much enjoy the context, the historical context you bring to this, and that's why I'm mentioning this. I said, you know, people often forget what a sharp and acerbic guy Joe Biden could be. You know, I mean, he ran for president three times. Four times technically, I think. But anyway, point is, I mean, some of the things he would do, like the way he went after William Casey during the Iran-Contra stuff, he was sharp and he was very acidic at times, so appropriately so. And same thing with the debates. Like I said, with Ryan, he was so brilliant about it that Ryan almost seemed like he had a good time, even though he totally lost the debate.
Right.
You know, he kind of activated that sort of folksy uncle or that avuncular dad energy, whatever you want to call it, that Midwestern thing. And I was wondering if you thought maybe Walz is going to be doing a similar thing. I mean, I know there's one debate, probably only one, scheduled for the vice president, so him in advance. And I was wondering if you think he might bring some of that similar, what I call big dad energy, and something like that. Because, I mean, I think it's a way for white men to use privilege in a very positive sense, where it's like, I can model this alternative way. And also, I think sometimes a white man can be a little bit more aggressive than, say, a person of color, you know, where you know, like Biden could really go after Ryan, you know. And I was wondering if you think Walz is going to kind of do the same thing. I mean, he's, you know, they're both, what, like, Midwest Lutheran, you know, very, very, you know, good fan. As my history major gal tells me, you know, she's like, remember, they're all from, you know, this part, yeah, this string. Yeah. Anyway, I was just curious if you thought, what you thought was going to happen with the debate in general, and do you think Walz might be able to fill that similar role?
I don't know. We haven't seen him debate yet, but we have seen him take
you know, take the bark off, you know, the Republicans in his speech night before last. That was just remarkable. You know, Louise called me up afterwards and said, you know, if he was running for president right now, he'd be a shoo-in. I mean, that was that good. It was you very rarely see a vice presidential candidate do that well. You know, part of it obviously was a brilliantly written speech. I have no idea what role he played in writing that speech. I'm guessing it was significant, but, you know, they have speechwriters for a reason. We're going to find out. I've never seen him in a debate. I'm not from Minnesota, so I, you know, I'm not all that familiar with him. In fact, I really didn't even know who he was until about a month ago. You know, when the whole who's going to be vice president thing started up, and I started getting calls from KTNF, you know, from our Minneapolis affiliate, with people going, "Hey, Tim Walz," and I'm like, "Who's he?" And I learned. So I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful, but you know, we'll see. We'll see. Great question. Thank you. Where's the microphone?
I'm over here.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Tom. Thank you for coming. My name is Trish Malarkey Hatton from Palos Hills. I'm a longtime listener.
Hi, Trish.
Hi. My question is, should we be concerned about the state's certification of the votes? Many red states are doing things in the background that I don't fully understand to delay the certification of the vote. Right. Is there a process to make the states do this the right way? And my third thing is, I listen to Pod Save America, which is a subscription podcast, which I find very interesting, and they really bite back on Trump and his people. Thank you very much.
Sure. Yeah. Pod Save America is a great podcast and one of the top ones in the United States. You know, the Republicans are playing this game. If you can't win fair and square, cheat. It's just that simple, right? And it's reached the point where they're just doing it right out in the open, you know, and bragging about it. And, you know, trying to go through the courts to do it. And the Supreme Court is the wild card in this. I mean, nobody, I think probably nobody in the history of America would have ever thought that the Supreme Court would have said that the President of the United States is immune from criminal prosecution for actually committing real crimes. But they did it. You know, I mean, just the insane stuff that has come out of this Roberts Court over the last two decades, including Citizens United, which was just another abomination. What I understand, and I've had several of these people on my program from some of the lawyers and people in the DNC who are working on these issues, is that they're not gonna tolerate it. That they think they have the legal strategies to deal with it. It's why apparently Georgia is actually changing their rules to allow for this kind of intervention in the counting of the votes. So far, no other state has done that. But hey, there's still 70 some odd days to go. I don't think it's going to work, frankly. And I think if it does work, it's going to be a disaster for them as well as for the country. So we'll see. But you know, the bottom line is, the thing that will make it hardest for them to cheat like this is if we win in overwhelming numbers. And that means we've got to get everybody out in every state. Thank you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I'll be right back, live from Northbrook, Illinois, at Max and Benny's Diner. Stay with us.
Would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Tom Allball Show.
CBS News Brief. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. rallied with former President Donald Trump in Arizona after suspending his campaign and endorsing Trump. Kennedy supporter Jeff Dornick of California was disappointed but understands.
It was the right decision for Kennedy from a pragmatic standpoint, is that, you know, he can join forces with Trump, fight against the Democrats.
Wall Street closed higher after the Fed chairman indicated interest rate cuts are imminent.
Fed Chair Powell said four key words: the time has come, essentially confirming that a rate cut will come at that mid-September meeting, bringing down interest rates.
CBS's Jolene Kent. BBC's James Reed reports a manhunt is underway in Germany after a stabbing spree left three people dead and others wounded.
The mayor of Solingen said the city was in a state of shock, horror, and grief. He said he was praying for those still fighting for their lives. Germany's government recently promised to toughen knife laws after a rise in the number of stabbings.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The four hotel workers arrested in the death of Devante Mitchell have pleaded not guilty. Prosecutors allege they pinned Mitchell to the ground in June. He later died. The defendants include two security workers, a front desk employee, and a bellhop. They're charged with felony murder. They each face up to almost 16 years in prison if convicted. All four defendants are expected back in court October 15th. And a Wisconsin company scored a huge new military contract. Here's Lisa Hale.
Oshkosh Defense has awarded a $1.54 billion five-year contract to build new and refurbished heavy tactical vehicles and trailers for the U.S. Army. Oshkosh Defense has produced over 71,000 heavy tactical vehicles for the United States and other nations. The Army can start buying vehicles from Oshkosh Defense on the contract this month.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, if you're a Denzel Washington fan like I am, this is not very good news. He might be mulling retirement. The two-time Oscar winner says there were very few films or roles left that he would be interested in. Variety reports that Washington, who stars in Ridley Scott's Gladiator 2, said the film was one of the few left that interested him. Washington and Scott previously collaborated on 2007's American Gangster. Paramount says Gladiator 2 is set to open in theaters November 2nd of this year. Actress Jane Fonda had red flags all over Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez's brief marriage. The Hollywood icon said, "If your relationship is mostly taking time to post pictures of yourselves kissing all the time, then it is more about performing a relationship than actually living one." The 86-year-old Oscar winner said she knew the relationship would not work out. No offense, Jane, but saying a Hollywood couple isn't going to work out is not exactly roulette odds. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny, warmer and more humid tomorrow, high in the low 80s. Some storms possible late Saturday night into Sunday, partly sunny and a high in the low 80s. On Monday, sunny, warmer, mid-80s and muggy. Right now, it's 58.
Matt Nair on air.
The hour-long rambling from former President Fruit Loops. I think they keep putting him out there as a distraction. What they don't want us talking about is Project 2025.
If you don't think that Trump has anything to do with this, there are 14 hours of videotape starring former staffers of his, and there's no way he didn't know about this, period.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Pickleball. Yeah. Where's Greg Baca on this? Because I'm about to offend all these many, many people in Wisconsin who play it. It's overgrown ping pong. I mean, come on.
It's underbaked tennis.
Well, I've already done it because on the text line, Matt from Germantown, don't make fun of pickleball.
We're not making fun of pickleball. We're simply making fun of the people who play pickleball. There is a difference.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning on Up North News Radio. The presidential race is now set and underway for the kind of 10-week ride we sure weren't expecting a month ago.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Mortgage consultants are saving homeowners over $800 a month on average. Waiting is not an option. Call today. You may delay two mortgage payments. 888-675-4090. That's 888-675-4090. AmericanFinancing.net/progress. NMLS 182334. NMLS consumeraccess.org. That's 888-675-4090.
In the dawn's early light, we rise and stand. Pause on the ground. United we bend. We bark for awesome. Justice.
This is Dogs for Common.
We howl for truth.
Dog Guys for Common.
With blood in our hearts.
Listen.
We'll never lose. Move over, cats. We are dogs for Common. With wagging tails and courage so strong.
Move over, cats. I have both, you know. We've got two dogs and three cats. Anyhow, welcome back. We're live here in Northbrook, Illinois, and we have questions from our live studio audience.
Hi, my name's Bill from Evanston.
Hey, Bill.
I'm a Sue's Stack and Substack subscriber.
Oh, great.
And I want to thank you for my daily edification. You are a genius.
Well, thank you.
And a blessing for America.
Thank you.
And I'd like to talk about your rant a little bit. Noam Chomsky pointed out that the people in Chile were able to overcome Pinochet because they hadn't been conditioned by disinformation. They were true to their hearts.
Although it took them 30 years.
It did, and it would take longer here.
Yeah.
I think we've been subject to a KGB operation here with disinformation, and yet there's a segment of the population that's been siloed and really doesn't have any idea of what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
And when you talked about the cruelty in their message, most politics in America, they reach out to the center. Everybody talks about trying to get suburban women. They are not. And I'm reading that this is a method by which they want to bring the bloodlust out in their particular audience. And the lady that was talking about the decertification and other rumors and conspiracy theories that we hear would indicate that this may be the case. And I'm wondering if the cruelty in their message isn't something to really stir up the red meat beyond normal political activity.
There is an element within the Republican Party and peripheral to the Republican Party that wants violence. That, you know, I mean, there's a reason why, what is it, 14 million assault weapons have been sold, you know, in the last 15 years, 20 years. Some mind-boggling number of these things are out there. The top-selling gun in America is the AR-15 or AR-14 or whatever it is, you know, the assault weapon. And Trump is talking about letting the January 6th people out of prison. These are, and the ones who went to jail are not the people who just showed up, you know, with a sign that they're a flag that they were waving. These were the people who tried to kill police officers. These were the people who, you know, who defaced paintings, who smeared feces on the wall of the building, who ripped apart the offices of members of Congress, who committed violence against other human beings and against our democracy. Trump is celebrating that. Marjorie Taylor Greene is celebrating that. Paul Gosar is celebrating that. We've got this whole little group, and Andrew Clyde, who is taking people on tours of the Capitol 2 days before, showing them where all the security points were, so that, how to break into the building. And they haven't been held to account, frankly, by this Department of Justice, which I think is a horrible failure. So it does concern me that there is such an emphasis on cruelty, and it has become such a big part. I mean, it used to be just like a joke, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, Rush Limbaugh used to tell this joke. He said, "What do you do with a man when he's down? You kick him, otherwise he won't get up." You know, and that was like everybody go, "Ho, ho, 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 ho." And you know, that was kind of like marginal cruelty. It was like, performance cruelty. Well, now it's real cruelty. Now it's, the pickup truck banner with Joe Biden in the back tied up, hogtied with a bullet hole in his forehead, being retweeted by Trump. So it does concern me. And there is this group, which is not inconsequential, and it's not just the militia people, who are looking forward to a civil war. And they're willing to kill their neighbors. They will fly a black flag. Which means I will kill my neighbors, and we need to acknowledge them. We don't talk about them enough, frankly. The media almost completely ignores them, and the Republican Party not just tolerates them but embraces them, and it's wrong. It's one of the reasons I wrote the op-ed that I did today, although I didn't take that next step and talk about what you and I are talking about right now. But I think you've identified a really important and potentially disastrous aspect of Republican politics right now, sadly. Thank you. Hi.
Oh, okay. In context with what you were saying and what some of the other comments, I really am concerned about that same issue. And when I asked you earlier how the convention was, and what I was so pleased to see was all the peace and love and joy that came out of the convention. But the thing that's pressing on my mind is the reference to the violence that is underlying the potential of it. And I've just been thinking about these people that would support Trump and would vote for Trump. Who are they? Because my concern about violence is this. You have to think about how it affects different people and families. And that segment that they did in the convention where the people that had lost people.
Yeah.
And even in my own family, my father was trying to bus children in Mississippi. This was in the 30s. And he was shot with a shotgun.
Oh.
And in protecting himself, he lost his thumb and his eye. Wow. He was going to Tuskegee University. And that prevented him from probably, he could have been a Tuskegee Airman. Mm-hmm. That was taken from us. And then his sister became the superintendent of Denver school systems. Doctor, I won't go into what her name is. They put a bomb in her office and tried to blow up her part of the building when she became the superintendent. So we have to understand these people. And like you said, Tom, we have to talk to everybody. That's the only way we're going to get over this and get rid of all this Reaganism and this, that, and the other, is overwhelm the system. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we can prevent these disasters impending, okay? And out of all of that, I didn't become violent or hateful or racist or in any kind of way, because that's not the way my family raised me. But hopefully we'll be able to get rid of this gun violence and the other things that are seething over on that other side.
Yeah.
And that's what I wanted to share with you.
Well, thank you. That was brilliant. I think it's important for us to remember that America was birthed in violence. You know, the American Revolution was... I'm getting there. The American Revolution was violent. The largest genocide in the history of the world was committed by white Europeans against Native Americans. The second largest, arguably, genocide in the history of the world was committed by white Europeans against African people who were brought here against their will to be enslaved. And that continued for 400 years, and it continues to this day in many regards. Slavery is still legal in the United States under the 13th Amendment, if you're convicted of a crime. So, and one of the most powerful forces in American politics from the late 1870s right up through the 1940s was the Klan. And what I'm seeing in the Republican Party right now, and the Klan back then was embraced by the Democratic Party because the Democratic Party was, the party of the South back in the day, and which is why so many black people were Republicans right up until the mid-1960s. And then, it flipped. And the Democrats, with the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Act, said, okay, we're going to become the party of a pluralistic, racially balanced or racially friendly, I'm lacking a word here, society, multiracial, multicultural society. And the Republicans adopted the racism. And, they don't, I realize the Klan is still out there and still active, but in my opinion, the Proud Boys, and there's a dozen of them, that are fairly high profile, these white supremacist right-wing groups. And one of their main things is this great replacement theory shtick that, Jews are paying to bring brown and black people into this country and elevate them and all this kind of stuff. And it's just the Klan recycled, and that's what we're dealing with. And you have to beat them. You defeat them with law, you defeat them with politics, and you defeat them with culture by calling them out, identifying them, just pointing clearly at them and telling them what we think of them. We're hitting a break here, I'm sorry. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with you in just a second.
A single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Co-founder of the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson.
Trump is now pre-gaming for Republican elections boards at the county and state levels across this country to try to put their thumb on the scale for Trump. And if they don't win on that front, they may resort to violence again, which is why at the Lincoln Project, our goal is not to beat Trump. Our goal is to beat Trump like a rented mule. Our goal is to beat Trump so bad that his bruises have bruises.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Well, your secret weapon for heart health is Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Super Bearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Super Bearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. It helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and blood sugar levels. Super Bearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine has been shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Super Bearing and get 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's Super Bearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com. And the code is Tom, T-H-O-M, to get that free month supply of Super Bearing and 15% off going forward. Just go to superbearing.com.
Welcome back. We're broadcasting live from Northbrook, Illinois at the Max and Benny's Diner and taking calls or questions, excuse me, from our live studio audience. Kelly, who's up next?
Hi, my name is Alice from Buffalo Grove, and I'm really, really concerned about Project 2025. They did a great job at the convention and with the comedian from Saturday Night Live and how he went through the book and the pages. But do you think, what more can the Democratic Party do? I think they should be, all their advertisement, everything that they're doing out should be out there. There's so many fears like the union and education and gay rights and just everything, abortion rights, our whole country. Our civil rights are going to be gone.
Yeah.
What do you think they can do?
And first off, I called Kelly, and my apologies, Carrie. Project 2025. You know, the good news is they've just told us what they're all about, and they just laid it out, and they were so confident that they were going to beat Sleepy Joe and all that kind of stuff. You know, and this was their opportunity to turn America back to 1955, and actually they don't even want to take it back to 1955. In 1955, Dwight Eisenhower was embracing unions, and we had a 91% income tax rate. But you know, I think that sunlight is the best disinfectant here, and I was so pleased to see repeatedly Project 2025 being mentioned throughout the Democratic convention. It was never mentioned during the Republican convention because they realize how toxic it is. And they don't want to go. The word abortion was never mentioned during the Republican convention either, right? They understand what America doesn't want, and that's why they're, you know, shoveling horse manure at us as fast as they can.
But I really think the number one thing is to talk about it and share with people. There's three really good newsletters over at Substack. They're all free. Substack.com, you know, it's a big publishing platform about Project 2025. And if you go to there and you plug in Project 2025 and they push them right into your email box, you know, once or twice a week, and some just great information. So, you know, get that stuff, share it with your friends, wake people up. That's what we got to do. That's our work. Carrie?
Hi. Hi, Tom. I'm Steve from Des Plaines.
Hey, Steve.
And really enjoying your show here.
Thank you.
I wanted to just get your comment on the rebuke. In the beginning, you started talking about what you think the Republican Party is. And I think Kamala kind of laid out pretty well about what they want to do for women's reproduction rights. And I wonder if you agree with the Republicans want to turn this into the Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's in Project 2025. I mean, you know, they want to have the menstrual police, basically. And in fact, 18 state attorneys general, I believe it was 18 of them, have sued to against the Department of Health and Human Services, because right now women's reproductive, all medical records are private, and they want women's medical records to be publicly available, or not publicly available, but be available to the attorney generals of any state for any woman in any other state. Because what they're looking for are women in Alabama who come to Illinois to get an abortion. And in some cases, they're even looking, they want to start, there are some substantial databases, and this is something that is not getting a lot of attention, and it really should. There are some substantial databases from smartwatches and now smart rings that can be used to identify fertility periods. And can be used to identify women who pregnancy before women even know that they're pregnant. It's not, you know, five, six, 7 days before a missed period. And there are giant companies that are accumulating this data and brokering it. And these attorneys general from these Republican states are now, they can buy this data right now in the open market. Largely they will not sell it to the public, but it's available. And frankly, I think we need legislation we already have it. The HIPAA law prevents this, but like I said, you've got, you know, almost 20 state Republican state attorneys general who are suing right now, and they're trying to get it before the Supreme Court to knock down that law so they can have access to particularly young women, single young women's basically menstrual records, the menstrual police. This is how far they're going, and make no mistake about it, and birth control is next as well. So, next.
Hi, Olivia from Downers Grove.
Hi, Olivia.
As a Medicare recipient, I'm very concerned about Medicare because of the C programs. What's the future for that? And is there some new legislation that can restrain those, the C programs, the Advantage programs?
Not yet. The Advantage programs are hurting Medicare badly. And, you know, we really, you know, Mark Pocan and Ro Khanna have this, you know, Save Medicare Act, which just says you can't use the word Medicare for Medicare Advantage anymore. It's a great thing. But, you know, we've got a lot of work to do there. Thanks so much for that. And thanks, everybody, for being here. It's great having you with us and being here with you. And I'll be back on the air on Monday. Until then, get out there, get active, tag. You're it. We'll see you then.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread, and bread is not in your dog's natural diet.
That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food dog whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your...
This is the Shaw, W-A-U-K. Crude and Dom.
Dom and Crude return on Monday after doing double duty at the DNC last week. They'll have a recap of the convention as well as analysis of all the events that happened over the weekend.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. Earl Ingram.
Mayor Brian Kennedy of Glendale.
I've heard Republicans say this is a coup. Nobody voted for Kamala Harris. Yeah, when I voted for Joe Biden in the primaries, I was voting for Kamala Harris to be his vice presidential running mate. In this case, Joe Biden stepped aside. We nominated Kamala Harris.
I think it's a little bit like the Dodgers complaining that the Braves starting pitcher who injured his shoulder yesterday isn't starting today.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.